Welcome to the show, everyone. It is your boy Ty Pounds, and you are now tuned into the I'm Saying Dope podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be talking to you guys about mindset awareness, how to prep your mind, maintain it, and how to end on a good note. I'm going to also be touching base on guiding your thoughts versus trying to control them, and also how outside influences can have a huge impact on our mindset. And get this, I'm giving away 5 morning hacks on how to prime your mindset for the rest of your day. So stick around, guys. So this is a big topic. This is a big one. Mindset. Everyone out here wants to try to get a better mindset. Or at least people that's trying to do something with themselves and change. And maybe you're one of those people. Changing your mindset could be the best thing that you could do for yourself. Throughout your life, as you're growing, when you're a kid, you don't really have a choice on your mindset. You kind of think through your parents or the people that you look up to as the biggest influences around you. But as you start to get older and you start to coming into yourself, you start realizing, okay, well, this is different than what this person is doing. And I don't really feel comfortable with how this is being done. And then at some point, again, along the line, it seems like we lose that. And it's maybe because we start getting consumed with the environment that we're around, the people that we're around again. It could be distractions that are social media based, outside influences, and which is a big problem these days. Outside influences and social media being one of the main culprits is a big problem, because you try or you want to build yourself up or build your business up, and then you go onto these social platforms and you're literally being targeted for consumerism consumerism, because if they're not trying to sell your product, they're trying to put something in front of you to keep you on the social media site longer. So understanding and having the ability to recognize that is important. Understanding what material your brain is digesting is important. Understanding, if I see this, I don't have to study this. Sometimes we see pictures and instead of just, you know, you see it, you know, it's a messed up picture, or you see it and you know, it's not right and it's messing up your mindset. We continue to look at it and you have a choice. That's the difference. You have a choice. You can literally swipe past it. You don't have to click it. You can unfollow it. They have so many different ways for you to mold the things that you see on social media these days, but we don't apply them, of course, because we like those things. I can't lie. I like them too. I like seeing whatever. I'm not even going to name anything, but yeah, I like seeing manly things. I like seeing all of that. Things that inspire me, things that don't inspire me. I even like seeing fights sometimes. Yeah, it's the truth. I like it. We as humans like to see negativity. It's in our blood. I don't know why. Don't ask me. I'm not the scientist. I'm not the man to ask. But understanding and being aware is the most important thing. Learning how to guide your thoughts versus trying to control them will be your best move going forward. Why sit and try to control something that you have no control over? You can't sit here right now and tell me what your next 5 thoughts will be. Yeah, premeditated, but that's not how thoughts work. We know this. You can be sitting there one day and doing something and literally think about something that happened in the future, or think about something that happened in the past. Maybe it was trauma. It happens. It flashes right in the instant of your brain, and you have a choice to analyze it, to ponder on it, to let it go. That's what I mean as far as guiding them. You guide your thoughts because you have no control over them, but you can view them from another perspective, see why you're thinking about that, but don't do it too much. See where it's coming from, see why you're feeling the way that you do about the thought, and just letting it go. And sometimes you don't even have to even do that when the thoughts pop into your brain. You can think about it later if you want to. Maybe you have a form of meditation that you do, you know? Understanding that you have the ability to guide them instead of controlling them will be one of your biggest keys moving forward. You also have to make sure that the sources that you're getting your information from or the people that's influencing you are valid. Make sure that they align with everything that you believe. Make sure that they align with your values. Make sure that maybe you can't see yourself in that person, but maybe they have something that is very valuable to you that you just need to include them in the five people that you're around the most. Now, when I first heard that, I thought to myself, well, this sucks. I'm not around five people. And a mentor told me it's more than just who you're around. It's what you're consuming also. The person that's on the podcast that you're listening to, that's a part of your five. The person that you're viewing on YouTube, that's a part of your five. Shit, even the people that maybe you constantly, the pages that you're going to on social media, your favorite people, that's a part of your five. And if you know the rule of the five, you're the average of the five people that you're around the most. So understanding that, and for me personally, that was a big help understanding that factor, because I'm like, well, I'm around maybe two or three people. I'm not making the cut. I guess my average is off, you know? But yeah, knowing that also these people that's on social media, these people that's on the YouTube, just in general on these podcasts, these people also are part of your five, which ultimately alters your mindset. Now, there's multiple different mindsets that we could talk about all day, but this is where you have to start digging and finding out who you are. What kind of mindset do you have? Do you have an abundance mindset or do you have a scarcity mindset? Now, do you live by not knowing what's to come or not believing into yourself? Or do you believe that there's abundance and that growth is necessary and it will happen? And they call that a fixed mindset and an unfixed mindset. That's just another name for those two types of mindsets. But again, there are multiple different mindsets out here that could fall under those categories, but also have their own uniqueness in a sense. They have their own uniqueness in a sense. So figuring out what your mindset is exactly and taking note and continually to work on that mindset to better it, you'll start to achieve more things and see more things come into fruition in your life. Now, understanding the power of the mind is a whole nother topic, because then we could talk about the law of attraction. You think good things, you believe in good things, belief, important belief. When your belief is so strong, you'll attract whatever you want. I'm a witness. I really started paying attention to that this last year. I always was a person that kind of looked at it like, kind of like getting hypnotized. I didn't believe that until I got hypnotized. I'm like, oh shit, you can really get hypnotized. This is bananas. Yes, I said bananas. But yeah, the law of attraction is real. There's a book out and a movie called The Secret, and it's amazing. It's really, you have to go into it with an open mind to even accept it. And this is something that maybe you should do all the time. Just have an open mind about whatever in life, because your beliefs and someone else's beliefs are always going to be totally different. And sometimes they may align. You may come across somebody that believes in the same thing that you do. But for the most part, we're all raised differently. And unless it's your brother, and even then, you're going to have different beliefs and different values. But coming into it with an open mind and understanding that, okay, let me give this a try. Let me see exactly if this is for me or if it really is what they say it is. You won't know until you try. And if you listen to my episode 2, that's just getting started. You have to get started for everything, even changing your mindset, even having the power to believe in the law of attraction. The fact of the matter is, when you do bad, you get bad, or bad things happen, or they seem to just pour, you just become this person that everything just crumbles on. And that's just altering your mind. That's all it is. Altering your mind, switching the switch and saying, you know what? I can do this shit. Just like that. Say it to yourself in your head. I can do this shit. I'm going to do this shit and I'm going to push forward. And just by saying some of those key things to yourself in your head will literally spark your ignition to put a foot forward. But for the most part, a lot of us get to a point where we don't even say that to ourselves. We won't even have the decency to push ourselves that extra little inch that we need. But we'll look for it from somebody else to come and push us that extra little inch. And if somebody else could come and say, hey, what are you doing? Come on, let's go. Let's do this. And you can do it. Why couldn't you do that for yourself? That's the question. Why couldn't you do that same thing for yourself? I'm going to refer this back to the gym because that's where I got a lot of my confidence. That's where I built up a lot of my determination and relentlessness. I've always been a determined person, but going to the gym has allowed me to be more determined, more disciplined, staying consistent. If I would have waited for my boy, shout out to Big Rome. If I would have waited for Big Rome or any one of my other friends to go to the gym, I wouldn't be in the shape that I am in today. And now today, I look back. And I'm like, damn, that was 6 years ago. 6 years ago, I started in the basement lifting weights because I applied myself and wanted to change myself and change my mindset and my outlook on things and stop caring about what other people were going to say about me. It's funny because I literally just posted something on my Instagram and it had to do with, you know, it was one of those memes that basically said, what is your biggest mistake in life? And I circled procrastination. It had six different options up there. Not investing at age 18, overthinking, procrastination, caring about others' opinions, feeling entitled, being too hard on yourself. And it's not a lot, but on my Instagram, I'll have over sometimes 300 people look at my story. And like I mentioned, I circled me for procrastination. And then I left a little questionnaire in there that said, you know, which one are you guilty for? And no one responded. Mind you, it's not that people don't respond to the things that I post or questions that I ask or whatever the little yes or no voting things. Like, people answer those for me, at least. But I thought it was quite funny that they didn't answer this one. And because they didn't answer it, it only makes me think that a lot of them fall into the category of caring about what others think about them. It's just like the finances. Nobody wants to talk about finances. I was watching something the other day and they were talking about how when you're in a relationship or you first start talking with somebody and you start dating them, how when you get serious 5-6 months in or maybe even a year or two, that you don't start talking about, okay, well, what's your credit score? And it's important. It's important, especially when you're getting serious with somebody. Most times, people don't even talk about their credit score with the person that they love until it's time to buy a house. And it's like, well, oh shit, what kind of credit score you got? Well, I got a 450. And then you got the other partner coming in with an 800. Well, you about to screw up my credit. But it's just about communication and just not really caring what other people think about you. Because that's ultimately what it boils down to. Your mindset on what other people think about you. It's one of the worst habits that you can have. Or, yeah, it's a habit also. It's a habit and it's a characteristic. And I'm not saying that I've never felt that way. Because I mentioned that in my second podcast or my first podcast, episode 1 or 2, I mentioned it. And I'm even going to mention it here. I've cared about what people think. I still have that in my head sometimes. But it goes back to understanding controlling your thoughts versus guiding your thoughts. And every time that I have a discouraging thought, I guide it where it needs to be. Or any time that I feel as though something is off, I check my mindset because that's where it all boils. That's all you really have. Yeah, you have your body, you have your eyes, you have your hands, you have your feet, you got your senses. But the one thing that no one can say what's going on or what you're even thinking about is behind your mindset, your brain activity. That's all you. You need the brain to move everything else. You need the brain to operate in this realm that we call reality. So getting control of that is one of the biggest things. That's one of the biggest things. Now, best ways to start your morning to have a good jump on the day, I'm going to give you 5 jumpstarting tips that'll help you move forward and help jumpstart the mindset that you're looking for starting the day. So don't check your phone. The first one is don't check your phone. And when I say don't check your phone, I mean, don't be the person in the morning time that as soon as you wake up, you open your phone. Listen, I'm a bandit of it too. I do it. And we're human. I'm not saying that I'm perfect. What I'm saying is the things that I know is helping me move forward, has helped other people move forward, and now I'm trying to help you move forward. Try not to check your phone. Try to wake up and count your blessings. I don't know what, you know, you may do personally, but I just know that checking the phone to see who gave you likes or who commented or what the other person is doing won't push you forward. The first thing you should be thinking about is, okay, I'm going to have a great day today. Okay, I have this on my list and this on my list to do. Those are key things that really push, that really jumpstart your mindset. Number two would be drinking coffee. Now, what I do when I wake up, I do intermittent fasting. So I wake up maybe 9-10 o'clock. I don't wake up early. I'm trying to. I have tried. I can say that. I know last night that I didn't even get any sleep. I've been up for 24 hours and I'm doing this podcast now. And one of the first things I did though the day was drink coffee. And it wasn't just to stay up. No, it wasn't that at all. Because even if I was sleeping, I woke up, I still would either grab, you know, a bottle or two of water and drink before I eat at 1 p.m., 12, 1 p.m. Or like I said, this morning, I had coffee. Coffee is good for you. It triggers and stimulates your mind. It has caffeine in it. So, yeah, I'm not for sure if you're the type of person that get the jitters or you just can't be a caffeine person. I understand, but this is why I'm giving you 5 tips. So you can pick one. But I do know for some people, most people, including myself, caffeine and coffee in general works. It gets the brain going. It jumpstarts your brain and it gets you exactly where you need to be mindset wise. But you can't be drinking your coffee and looking at your phone. It's not going to work. Maybe get your coffee and get a journal. Maybe get your coffee and just look into thin air and just think about the day ahead. Don't think about yesterday. That don't matter no more. You got to think about the day ahead on what you're going to do, how you're going to move forward, how it's going to be a great day, and you're going to make it a great day no matter what, no matter who comes into your path. Number three, and this should be number one for me, but I made it number three. Oh, well, working out. If you can get up in the morning and work out, my hat's off to you because I damn sure can. I tried. I did it a couple times. I was consistent for a little bit, but right now I'm just not that dude. That's not me. It ain't working. It's not working for me. Maybe it'll work for you. Try it. That's all I can say. Try it. But working out, getting your heart activity up, your blood pumping. Gotta get the blood pumping. You're not getting the blood pumping, your brain not working. And if your brain not working, you not working. And if you not working, you might as well lay down. And since you laying down, you might as well just go into the grave. No, I take that back. No negativity. But you know where I'm getting to. You got to get your blood pumping. You got to get rolling. You got to get the activity going. Get the muscles. I was talking to one of my friends the other day, and he works out a lot also. And, you know, he fell off for a little bit and he's trying to make his comeback. And I was just talking to him and saying like how I compare to myself and my workout regimen to how animals are. Every day animals wake up, they don't say, oh, today, I'm gonna stretch. I'm taking the day off. You know what I mean? I'm gonna just chill up under this rock. I'm gonna just go in this cave. I'm not coming out all day. No, they gotta eat. Rent due. Some of them don't even sleep in the same spot every night. Let alone every time that they wake their eyes up, and even when their eyes is closed, they got to be on high alert, ready to sprint, jump, fly, bounce, strike, all of that at one time. You got to be ready. Humans right now, we are the ultimate lazy. I don't even think Snorlax right now is more active than humans. Humans are lazy at this point in time. I don't know what's going on. We got to get better. We wait until a doctor tell us, oh, you got, you know, Mrs. or Mr. So-and-so, you have type 1, type 2, type 3 diabetes. Oh, Mr. Mrs. So-and-so, you going to have to start working out a little bit because you borderline for a stroke. Why do we have to wait until the pain or the trauma is there? Why do we have to wait for somebody that's older than us? Half the time, doctors are. Why do we have to wait for somebody that's older than us to tell us to get back healthy? It just don't make sense. It's backwards. But it's getting off topic because my main key and the main thing I want you to take away from this is that working out can get your day started off to the right path. 4, I talked about this one. Consuming quality material. But this one is different. This is consuming the right material the night before you sleep. I'm guilty of this too. I'll go and binge look at sport highlights on Instagram, or I'll go binge and look at stupid things sometimes, videos, or just keep scrolling through my timeline until my mindset kicks in and say, wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you still looking at this? What is this doing? Is this helping you go forward? Is this holding you back? What are you doing? And the best thing that I realized is through experience is the more that you consume the things that you aspire to be the night before, you wake up ambitious and hungry to chase that the next day because you've literally programmed your brain before you went to sleep. Not saying that you're having a dream about it, but maybe you will. But one thing I know for sure is when you wake up, it's going to be on your mind. That's a fact. So understanding what material you're consuming the night before and making it quality material that's going to help you push towards your goals is important. And last but not least, meditation, prayer, affirmations. I'm sure you heard this before. Every night before I go to sleep, I pray. I have a prayer that I've been saying since I was a kid, and that's what helps me. I don't know if it helped me go to sleep. I feel better. You know, I just feel better about it. And it goes, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I can't remember it right now, but yeah. It goes, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. And I don't know. I don't know if it helped me sleep better. But yeah, I feel like if I die, somebody gonna help me. But it's a mindset. It's prepping my mind. I'm just praying. I'm thinking, you know. But prayer when you wake up, or meditation when you wake up, affirmations when you wake up can be super effective. Just like the prayer the night before, or the meditation or the affirmation night before, because that ultimately is consuming quality material also. If you're not looking at some type of device, then you can also say a prayer or meditate or have an affirmation. Now, every day that I wake up, like I said, I have an affirmation that I say. I don't pray. I pray before I go to bed, but I'll literally say an affirmation when I wake up, or in the course of me in that first hour or two of me moving around, I always make sure I say my affirmation, and it gets me going on a good day because I know and I believe in that affirmation that I say. It may sound silly to you, but again, do you believe in the law of attraction? Do you come with an open mind and try things? That was one of the biggest things that my mentors had to stress to me, was about trying things. I didn't want to try things that were maybe different or seemed weird. And mostly it was because I'm like, man, they crazy. You tripping. Or, nah, I'm not going to be sitting there talking like that and somebody walking on me and they think I'm tripping. Again, going back to caring what people think about you. It's the worst thing that you can do. So yeah, those are the five things. I mean, taking the time out of the day, sitting to think, really understanding that you can't control your thoughts, but you can guide them. Watching what you consume on a mental level. Watching the people that you're around. Having some type of structure to your morning. Having some type of structure to your night. And throughout the day, just constantly talking to yourself, having a self-talk. And saying, you can do this. You got it. Okay, yeah, this bad thing done happened, but who cares? Just keep it moving. Everything that is bad will be good at some point. This too shall pass. That's something that's big that you should try to say when bad things happen. This too shall pass. I'm all right. Next week, it won't even matter. Next month, it won't even matter. Next year, it won't even matter. Next 3 years, it won't even matter. But yeah, get control of your thoughts. If you need to run this podcast back and catch some of the things that I said just about controlling your thoughts and getting the hang of that, then anything to get you to that next level, you should try.